Welcome to Early Birds Club for Kids, bedtime stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. Today's story is called The Coming of the King by Laura E. Richards. Thank you, Laura, for sharing such a beautiful story. The Coming of the King by Laura. Some children were at play in their playground one day when a king's announcer rode through the town blowing a trumpet, crying aloud, the king passes by this road today. Make ready for the king. The children stopped their play at once. The king is coming. He may look over the wall and see our playground. Who knows? We must put it in order. The playground was sadly dirty, unkept, and in the corners were scraps of paper and broken toys. Kids played most of the time and neglected their play space. But now one brought a hoe and another a rake, and a third ran to fetch the wheelbarrow from behind the garden gate. They labored hard for hours until the playground was tidy and presentable. Now it is clean, they said, but we must make it pretty as well, for the kings are used to fine things. Maybe he would not notice mere cleanliness as he is in a clean palace all the time. They all agreed at once. One child brought bushes and spread them on the ground, and others made garlands of oak leaves and pine tassels and hung them on the walls. And the littlest one pulled marigold buds and threw them all about the playground to look like gold. When all was done, the playground was so beautiful that the children stood and looked at it and clapped their hands with pleasure. Let us keep it always like this, said the littlest one. And the others cried, yes, yes, that is what we will do. Then they all sat down and enjoyed their meal with great delight. They waited all day for the king to pass by their village, but he never came. Towards sunset, a man with travel-worn clothes, kind and tired face, passed along the road and stopped to look over the wall. What a pleasant place, said the man. May I come in and rest, dear children? The children gladly allowed him to come inside their play area and sat him on the seat that they had made out of an old barrel. They had covered it with the old cloak, a red one, to make it look like a throne, and it made a very good one. It is our playground, they said. We made it tidy and pretty for the king's arrival, but he did not come, and now we mean to keep it so, for ourselves. That is good, said the man, because we think pretty and clean is nicer than ugly and dirty, said the other. That is better, said the man, and for the tired people to rest in, said the littlest one. That is best of all, said man. He sat and rested and looked at the children with such kind eyes that they came about him and told him all they knew about the five puppies in the barn, the bird's nest with four blue eggs, and the shore where the golden shells grew. And the man nodded and understood all about it. Midway in their conversation, he asked for a cup of water, and they brought it to him in the best cup, with the gold sprigs on it. After quenching his thirst, he thanked the children and rose and went on his way. But before he went, he laid his hand on their heads for a moment, and the touch went warm to their hearts. The children stood by the wall and watched the man as he went slowly along. The sun was setting and the light fell in long slanting rays across the road. "He looks so tired," said one of the children. "But he was so kind," said another. "See," said the littlest one, "how the sun shines on his hair. It looks like a crown of gold." The moral of this story is working together to make positive changes and act kindly to others doesn't require a king at all, but the warmth in our hearts can be as golden as a crown. Thank you, Laura, for this beautiful story. Good night, children. Sleep early, wake up early for a positive and successful life.